WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Coast Guard says one person was killed and 12 people were transported to hospitals. They were on a ferry with 45 people on board that was struck by another boat off Clearwater, Florida.
We were just enjoying the ride, and all of a sudden we hear the first mate yelling, hey, and then we look back behind us, and this big yacht just came through the boat.
That other boat left the scene. Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say a focus will be on a budget bill. One goal is to make President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Economic worries, though, weighing on the president's approval rating through 100 days. More than 70% of people in an ABC News Washington Post poll believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. President not on the ballot, but his comments about Canada have played a major role in today's national elections to choose a new prime minister. And police in Rome say 70,000 people visited Pope Francis's final resting place yesterday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In a story we've been following, city officials are working on plans meant to keep bus drivers safe after a string of unrelated attacks over the last few months. At least 5 Metro Transit drivers have been assaulted so far this year. Now, the city attorney has unveiled a new proposed ordinance meant to add more punishments for people who attack Metro staff. Back in 2022, in response to reports of hostility toward poll workers, the Common Council added an ordinance that specifically outlaws assaulting poll workers and government employees. This new proposal would add Metro Transit drivers to that list. Until now, the minimum penalty was $300. It would be raised to $500 with a maximum penalty of $1,000. The ordinance would need the approval of the full Common Council. And as we've reported, they're putting together an interagency safety group that will examine policies, talk about potential changes, and offer new safety training. On top of that, they're making sure every bus has safety barriers for drivers. Meanwhile, it's the last day of Work Zone Awareness Week. Thousands of Wisconsinites have been hurt in work zone crashes across the state over the last 5 years. Melissa Kay reports.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Civic Media.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy.
Good morning. Happy
Amen.
Monday.
Something a little different, right?
Sure. It's 7 minutes past six. Sure. Top of the morning to you. Rise and shine. Shake a leg. Yeah. Up and at 'em. Let's go.
Well, Heart I know you. Club, you're feeling right? Pretty good because you took care of the weeds in your yard.
I did. Yeah, I did a lot of gardening. Yeah, took care of things. You actually stopped by.
I know? Did. I was driving by on a census run that I had.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't intently. You weren't intending.
No, I wasn't intentionally going to stop by, but I saw you out there on the sidewalk, and I thought, wow. Well, you know, it's not easy parking around your place. So it's not like the first thing I'm going to do. I'm just going to drop by Gordy's.
No, it's impossible to park anywhere near
That's
my
right.
place.
And it's going to get worse because they're going to work on the road right outside your house.
They're going to tear up Highland Avenue Beautiful. For like 6 weeks. So I don't think I'll be able to get in or out of my garage. And there's an apartment building right next to that.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen.
30 or 40 them. Apartments in there. They can't. There's a garage under their apartment building.
I think they're locking them in. They're some kind of agreement with
it's
their employers.
Be a fun summer. That happens in June and July.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They gave us all notices. You know, give a heads up. Like, oh, boy, great.
Well, you
nowhere
think they
to
might,
park.
Might put Highland, you know, on a bridge. You know, and, really? And then you have these huge pillars outside your house.
You know, I actually wouldn't mind that if there was another way, you know, if it was sort of two level and I could get in and out still.
There you go,
and get,
yeah.
They're not going to do that.
It'd be crazy to do it in that neighborhood.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So here it is, Monday morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's check our weather. There's some dicey weather perhaps coming our way tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some storms, some maybe tornadic activity.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sam? How about volcanic activity?
No volcanic.
All right.
Nothing, no? Nothing near us anyway.
All right.
So it's John and Gordy and producer Sam.
Producer Sam
had
Sam.
Had a big weekend. We'll get to that in a moment.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, boy. And you know, they're saying it's clear skies, maybe at the airport, but there's some clouds around here.
Yeah, it looks a little hazy
on State Street. It's currently 53 degrees. Let's check the afternoon high. Let's get the weather roulette wheel spin and see what's happening here. You ready for this?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always ready for this.
The afternoon high, black 77. 77 today.
That's outrageous.
It's going to really be hot. It's going to be humid.
Yeah.
Let's check the WMDX Samsung watch.
Oh, yeah.
See if that mentions the
high of 81.
Oh, okay. So there you go. It's going to be very warm and humid and maybe some strong thunderstorms this evening and tonight. Mm-hmm. Keep a close eye on things. But, yeah, it could be pretty windy later on today.
Well, it's not good.
Well,
it's not good.
It's what we have. Get ready for it.
You got no place else to go, Peterson.
Batten down the hatches. Producer Sam, did you have a good weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you sound like you're a little, your voice is a little strained. Or yeah. What's going on?
I'm surprised like how bad my voice sounds this morning. On Saturday, I was at a training weekend for the summer camp that I'll be working at again that I've worked at a few years in the past.
Yeah.
And I guess I overused my voice.
Yeah, I would.
You were yelling at the kids.
A little too much yelling.
Was that the deal?
Yeah.
I can't picture you doing that.
Sorry, yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like, most of my normal life, like here and with friends and stuff in Madison, is completely different from how I act around these crazy camp people.
That's a crazy thing. You know, you're very sedate around here.
You're very bleary-eyed, though, this morning.
Yeah, I have never gotten allergies before. I don't know what it is, but my eyes are watering like crazy, and they're, like, really puffy. That was why we were, like, 10 seconds late to getting on the air this morning, because my eyes are a little blurry, and I misread which channel the music was playing on.
Well, see, I told you.
We were 10 seconds late.
10 seconds.
Oh, no.
So you do pay attention to the clock, huh, John?
Yes. Oh, wow. You know I do.
But Sam,
new clock, anyway.
No, what's this? I hear that you slept in your car overnight.
Yeah, that's right. God, so not after again. After this training day on Saturday, spent the night at a friend's house down in Stevens Point, also who works at the camp. He was having his birthday party.
Oh.
And late at night, after we all had a few, we decided to go out for pizza, and then some of them decided to walk back to the house, and I thought I was following them, but I guess I wasn't.
You lost sight of them?
They lost them purposely.
Stitch them, come on.
So I was wandering the streets of Stevens Point and eventually wound up back at my car, and I just decided to try and fall asleep there until I drove back to Madison in the morning.
In the VW Bug, is that got luxurious sleeping quarters in the back?
Oh, you know, if you lay down in the back seat, you only have to squish your legs up a little bit in order to fit.
No, that doesn't work. Wow. That doesn't work at all. No, you're not convincing me at all. I keep forgetting. I mean, I know you're a young Gen Zer.
Yeah.
And you have to go through all of this in order to figure out that maybe this was really not the thing you should do when you're 30, 40, 50, 60.
Well, good thing I'm not 30, 40, 50, 60.
Yeah. I know.
Young and
live it up in your 20s.
Well, I don't know.
Let's go crazy.
I think, you know, you should drink responsibly. And you're not drinking responsibly.
It's not that I was that drunk, John. I just don't know what happened to the people I was with.
Well, good for you. For
maybe
not
they did lose me
driving.
There you go.
Yeah, I would never have driven home that night. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
Well, let's check the National Day calendar and see what's going on there.
Oh, okay.
Did you have more, John?
No. No, I probably did, but I forgot what it was. You know, my attention span isn't very good.
Really?
So. Oh, yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
Really?
Okay, is it or is it not? Here we go. Pardon me. Got a frog in my throat. Global Pay It Forward Day. Is it that? Is it National Superhero Day? How about National Blueberry Pie Day? Or National Great Poetry Day, or National French Toast Day.
Which it's not
day
French is Toast Day.
You're right, John. Right out of the box. First one of the week. You got it right.
Well, you know, it's my famous French toast that you're referring to there.
I am, yeah. So, which you make with a secret recipe.
Yes.
What do you
have? A secret recipe that I've told everybody about 1,000 times.
You put cinnamon in.
I do. I put cinnamon on the toast as it is frying.
As it's cooking, right.
Yeah, it's frying on one side. I put the cinnamon on the other side, a lot of it. And when you flip it over, you fry the cinnamon, you brown it, and it really adds a different flavor to the cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Kind of a nice edge to French toast, and it's just wonderful
stuff. You like that.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm saying it's wonderful. It's not just me saying that. It's
everybody in your household
loves it. Everybody just loves that French toast.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe you could share the recipe with our listeners, you know, put it on the Facebook
YouTube. That you should bring a griddle in here and we should make it on the air someday.
Oh, what a great idea. You know, there could do that.
There is one ingredient I haven't really stressed a lot. It's flour. I put about a half a cup to three quarters cup flour in the bowl. Then I mix milk into it and, you know, to diffuse it and make a nice creamy...
Bouillabaisse?
Yeah. Bouillabaisse. I don't know.
No, either. It sounded like a word you could get away with.
It's kind of a breading. Essentially, it's a breading.
Okay.
And it helps coat the French toast a little bit as you're frying it.
By the way, before we get the National Day calendar junk, Doug from St. Francis piped up already. Hey, guys, just want to follow up. I reached out to Vicki McKenna about participating in the John and Gordy Show Taser Challenge. You know, Doug's out there working the show.
Yes.
And he says, is there any chance Sage can kick in some cash prizes or maybe a new car? I'll let you know when Vicki gets back to us.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good that he's reaching out to Vicki. And I think, Taser Challenge.
I could see doing a hatchet throw challenge.
Oh, boy, hatchet throw? Okay.
I mean, I know Pete Hegseth was real successful with his throw.
Was he?
Do you remember that at all?
No.
What are you talking about? No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What did he do with hatchet?
He did a hatchet throw, but on the other side were band members of some kind of marching band.
Oh, no.
And they were practicing.
What? What did he have against the marching band?
And he overthrew the target.
Oh, no.
And the hatchet went over the target into the area where the people were, with their instruments practicing. And he knocked an instrument right out of the hands of somebody.
Whoa, lucky he didn't kill anybody.
Wow.
I mean, Lord. That's horrible. Wow. Well, let's see.
He's in charge here. What? Defense. Oh, God. Help us all.
Let's see. Today, National Day of Global Pay It Forward Day. Mm. This encourages people around the world to engage in small acts of kindness. It's a day to respond to someone's kindness toward you by being kind to somebody else. John, I know you do that just about every day.
Every day I think about that, yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on.
I'll take credit for that.
Okay. It's National Superhero Day. Now, this is a day that you know all about, right?
I sure do. Yeah. Kids love being superheroes.
They sure do.
That's starting off the right way, by the way, thinking that they can help the human race.
Well, you know, you look up to people like Batman, Superman, Captain America, Wonder Woman, Iron Man, Hulk, Spider-Man. These are just a few of the superheroes. The list goes on and on. There must be 40 or 50 superheroes by now. Even though they're fictional, superheroes provide role models for our children.
Absolutely.
It says here.
Yeah, really? That's it.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They serve and protect while fighting evil.
You know, it's not
we could use some superheroes in Washington.
It's not just fighting evil. A lot of these superheroes have personal lives, which are troubled. And that was one of the things that Marvel Comics specialized in writing about the troubled times that these superheroes have in their private lives. And that's why Spider-Man is so popular.
Yeah.
Because Peter Parker was rejected by everybody. He was a geek in school. No one liked him. And that was my attraction to him as well.
Yeah. Spider-Man, one of the more superheroes there out there. Here's how to observe Superhero Day. You ready for this?
All right, let's
take your favorite superhero to lunch and say thank you for all they do. Mm-hmm. So, can you get in touch with a superhero and take them to lunch?
I don't know.
Draw your version of a superhero. These are for kids, I think. Yeah. If you have one superpower, what would it be? What would it be?
Oh, then that's a good idea.
Let's ask people. What? Yeah. Oh. I thought you had an answer for that, Sam. You're just giving me a
He's
time
giving
cue.
You the time cue.
Okay. It's also a National Blueberry Pie Day. Oh, I like blueberry pie. And did I read this one? National Great Poetry Reading Day?
No.
Didn't we just have a poetry thing last
Shakespeare.
Week?
Shakespeare. Speak.
Oh, that's right.
What?
I
can't.
Okay.
I can't even speak at all.
See you later.
Speak.
19 minutes past the hour. We're going to be back and talk to Pam Yockey. You know, she was at the... what do you call it? The
NFL
draft,
draft.
The draft thing. She's going to give us a complete
draft thing.
Total
the
report.
NFL
some
draft.
Sort of deal up at Green Bay.
Yeah, something was happening.
Got that coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
We'll be back shortly.
He's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang. Wherever there's a hang, you'll find a Spider-Man.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Green Bay Packers, WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the Morning. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers draft with Pam Yonke.
Good morning, Pam.
Hello, fellas. How are we doing on a Monday?
Oh, we're doing okay.
Not too bad. It was a wild weekend with the draft, that's for sure, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like I said to you guys off the air, I had to come back to work to get some rest. I was up in Green Bay last week. Basically, we got into town on Monday because we had people that were arriving from long distances starting that week, and then got an invitation to the Taste of the Draft, which is something that is normally held during the Super Bowl, giving the community a chance to kind of highlight some of their flavors. Well, they decided to try it in Green Bay, and it was a resounding success. It was organized by Gen Youth, which is a nonprofit that was organized by dairy farmers of America all across the countryside and the NFL. And really what it's designed to do is draw attention to food insecurity that a lot of people face. And I'll tell you what, they had former Packers there. Literally, it was at Schreiber Foods World Headquarters in downtown Green Bay. And they'd never done anything like this in their facility. So that was interesting. Then you've got supper clubs from all across Wisconsin. Wow. I want to say they ended up with at least 12, could have been more,
yeah,
that had one piece, one item off their menu that they featured. Paul Bartolotto from Milwaukee, for example, had beef stroganoff. There were little sandwiches. There was everything imaginable from appetizers through to dessert. And then there were Packer alum stationed at each one of these as well. So while I was doing my interviews with the folks from the Dairy Management Incorporated group, I geeked out a little bit and grabbed a picture and an autograph with Mason Crosby and Nick Barnett. Antonio Freeman was there.
Chef
Andrew Zimmer. It was just one of those deals where it was everything the farm babe had hoped for and then some.
Wow.
And yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Well, it'd be great to meet Antonio Freeman. He gave us so many great moments.
Yeah. And, you know, they're just digging it because they're back in the spotlight in Green Bay again. And, you know, like I said, a very, very well received all the way around. And the other part that I don't want to gloss over is the fact that they were really speaking passionately about food insecurity. Chef Andrew Zimmer has really made this quite part of his crusade and really definitely was very focused on don't just enjoy this food, but think about people that are questioning where their next meal comes from. And they had some fantastic silent auction items that were used to raise money for, let's say, food school equipment and some of those kinds of things, nonprofits that provide meals for others. So that's the way it kicked off on Wednesday night for me. And then from there on out, one of the things that was highlighted at the Taste of the Draft was cheese carvings. So a friend of mine that used to be with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is now a cheese carver herself. Vicki Janish is her name. She's from DeForest. And you can follow her on Instagram as Artistic Agriculturist. And she was charged with using Hook's cheddar cheese from Mineral Point blocks and turning it into the Lombardi Trophy in front of all these people. And so I was talking to Vicki. It was a warm venue. The weather in Green Bay for that Wednesday event was great, but it was warm. And both Vicki and I are notorious for being hot in sub-zero weather. So she was working away on that cheddar cheese. It looked just beautiful, though, and it was just a really cool story that kind of brings it back to Wisconsin's love of cheese. And I don't know if you saw any of the draft or that, but it seemed like cheese curds were kind of front and center in front of everybody. I was watching all the sports shows that were broadcasting from Lambeau Field, and not a one of them got away from cheese curds or cheese or brat. So it really was about Wisconsin agriculture, Wisconsin food, Wisconsin celebrations.
Well, you mentioned something here in your email about the Guernsey girls from Freedom, and they were passing out cheese curds in the middle of traffic there.
Literally, if you were walking down to the draft theater, you couldn't miss the Guernsey girls. These are dairy farm gals up by Freedom that have started their own cheese marketing from their Guernsey dairy herd. And I was talking to them, and they said they had 40,000 pounds of cheese. Oh. I caught them Saturday late afternoon. They said the NFL had asked them to please stay longer because people were so happy with their product. Well, yeah, but then when they're standing there Saturday afternoon, it's about ready to head to the draft theater and then Brad Paisley, and the girls were like, "We got 40,000 pounds of cheese, Pam. Can you help us promote it on social media? Because we got to take it back to the store in Freedom." So there was definitely big volumes, but not necessarily the volumes that some had planned for.
Wow, you're right here. Curds were everywhere.
Literally. You couldn't find a table anywhere from the draft theater to the war rooms. Everybody was always offered cheese curds, and most of them were deep fried in one way, shape, or form.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah.
What do you think the impressions of the out-of-towners and out-of-staters and people coming into the draft? Did they enjoy themselves? It looked like they did. Looks like everybody had a great time.
Well, think about it. Where else in the world do you get 600,000 people together and end up with one arrest in the course of 3 days?
Really?
Wow. That's it. That's amazing.
600,000 people, one arrest. Yeah, so like I said, growing up just north of Green Bay, I was exceptionally proud of the way the community handled it all the way around. It was beautiful visually. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad I was a part of it. A little sliver of it, boys.
Wow. You are part of the legend up there now.
Yeah, Pam. That's right.
All right. Pam, thank you for that report. That was great.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
All right, guys.
All right.
Talk to you next time.
Yep.
That's Pam Yonke, and in fact, the Food and Farm Report coming up next. Also, in our next hour, Amy Horak from David J. Frank. All coming up on John and Gordy.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration's 2026 budget plan that's currently under consideration would include drastic cuts to weather and climate research. It could impact weather forecasting all around the world and the forecasts you get right here at home from local meteorologists. The administration's plan would eliminate NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research labs and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Meanwhile, a Madison mainstay is closing. George's Flowers on Park Street will shut their doors for good in a few weeks, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. George and Nia Choles opened the business in 1984. They were married nearly 70 years. George died last year, the day after his 100th birthday. Then Nia died just hours after her husband's funeral. Two of their kids have been running the business for the last 15 years or so, but now they're ready to retire. They told the State Journal they didn't want to sell the business, and they definitely didn't want to sell the name. They'll only be open a couple more weeks, and eventually they'll sell the building. They'll serve people through the Mother's Day rush, and their last day will be May 10th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star Jon Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. All the time. John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX. Hope you're having a good morning. A little hazy out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure if this is rain-type weather or not.
Well, John, let me inform you.
Okay, fill us in. You were weatherman at one time. This comes naturally. You don't even have to look at your weather forecast in front of you.
That's right. It was clear overnight. We've got some clouds moving in now, and those clouds are going to be followed by some wind a little bit later on, and it's going to get really humid and hot later on today. Right now, 53 degrees. Could be in for some strong to severe thunderstorms later on this evening and tonight. So just keep an eye to the sky and the ear right here.
Wow.
Okay. And we'll get the inside on the outside, whether we like it or not, from Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist for WMDX, a little bit later on.
Open the door to all those cliches. Okay. I just love them.
By the way, this portion of the show, John, is brought to you by our friends at Furlough Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened the doors back in 1958, well, they are still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices.
That's what I've been saying.
I know. You always say that. And they have two locations right here in Madison. One that's on the east side of Madison, and one's on the west side of Madison.
Absolutely.
You can find out more. They have a website. It's called Verlo.com.
Oh.
Okay.
And, of course, those adjustable bed frames.
They have those.
You have to ask for those. You have to get on one of those. You will be sold
instantly. You'll love it.
That. I was going to mention that this morning, as a matter of fact. You know, you can kind of lay flat, and sometimes if you lay flat, you're kind of stretched out, and you're having a hard time breathing, perhaps, you know. All you have to do is just raise up.
Is that what you do? Do you wake up?
Raise it up maybe an inch, maybe,
really?
At the most.
Really?
And just an inch.
Just
makes that much of a difference.
What happens if you do it the opposite way, where you raise your feet like an inch?
You can do that.
And then you put your head down lower.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do any of those positions that you want.
Do you sometimes change it in the middle of the night and, you know, wake up?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, I have. I actually have the remote control under my pillow.
Do you? Oh, you do not?
Yes.
Do you really?
No, I do. Yes.
Wow. Don't you get confused which button to push, you know, if you're sound asleep? Or...
Well, the button has an up and then a down. So it's not real hard to figure out.
Well, that's great.
That's why it's so easy to operate, and that's why I recommend them to just about anybody, because if you can push a button up or down, you're there.
You can sleep more soundly.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. All right, should we get to what?
Time for Idiocracy. Now? Yeah, let's get to it.
I mean, everybody's talking about Idiocracy now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's get to one here. You know, the Megas have a hard time figuring out what authoritarianism is. And if you bring it up to them, they accuse Biden of being an authoritarian.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Everything is the opposite in their world. And Laura Ingraham had a guest on, a Democratic congresswoman, and and the congresswoman was getting at this authoritarianism and also mentioning a few other things, but Laura did not want any of that message getting out to her listeners. So let's listen to cut 229 and what happened.
Okay.
I'm not here to really advocate for one person. That needs to happen in court. No evidence has actually ever been presented.
You went to El Salvador. Now you're saying it's not about him. Of course it's about him.
Due process.
You went to El Salvador for a political stunt, and now you're saying it's not about him.
It is about this case. Laura, it is about the rule of law. This is a bipartisan issue. It transcends partisan politics. That's why a conservative-leaning Supreme Court has said that Donald Trump must facilitate the return of this individual. This is very dangerous. We are turning into an authoritarian country, and there are Americans from all across the political spectrum who are deeply concerned about this. Again, my office has not received more calls about any other issue since I have been a congresswoman than this one, tariffs being the second one and the lack of real logical economic policy. But the issue of due process, these are the economy and when we had a town hall the other night, this is the issue.
Talk over her.
Wow.
I love that. All those calls you got into your office are robocalls. Not people complaining about the Republican agenda or the authoritarianism or the takeover. No, it was robocalls. What is she talking about? Is she on acid or something? Holy crap.
Oh. Well, it is a bipartisan issue, as that congressperson was trying to say, you know, in between, because there are a lot of conservative Republicans that are just as upset about it. They're just not speaking out about it as much, it seems.
Well, yeah, they bent the knee.
Yeah.
They're ignoring due process, and that's what that whole thing was about. By the way, she was accused, this congresswoman was accused of a photo op.
Oh, really?
In El Salvador for going down there.
Mm.
That's why she went down there. Photo op.
I
happen to remember a recent incident. I think it was Kristi Noem went down there for a photo op.
Stood in front of the jail there with all the prisoners in the background. Yeah, all dressed up in her mega
watch
gear.
I don't know. Was that a photo op?
Geez,
I don't know.
It.
But, you know, when the Democrats do it, you never want to see that happen.
No.
You know, take advantage of the situation.
Mm.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, now let's this wasn't mentioned very often. You know, the Pope passed away, and Marjorie Taylor Greene had a reaction to the Pope's passing.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, well, this is a web wisdom from Tizzy Ent. We've heard from him before, and he was covering this particular story. So let's listen to Tizzy.
All right. I'm not speaking of Pope Francis. No, I'm speaking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who in response to the death of Pope Francis tweeted, "Today there were major shifts in global leadership. Evil is being defeated by the hand of God." She said that the death of Pope Francis was evil being defeated by the hand of God. Listen, I got lots of issues with churches, Catholic Church, definitely. But one thing you can say about Pope Francis was he tried to do something better. He was very progressive. He's someone who, what we would call in Christianity, tried to live his life Christ-like, in that he showed love and compassion and empathy to people of all walks of life, to people of different faiths, to people who had maybe different ideas about sexuality or their gender, all of these things. He was someone who defaulted to empathy and kindness. Mm-hmm. Unlike Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had the nerve to say that his death was evil being defeated by God.
Yeah. Yeah. She manages
okay
to stir things up a little bit with stupidity. The big spoon of stupidity. Stirring things up. Oh, God. Help us all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
just never ends.
All right. Well, okay. Here's something.
Okay.
This is a big vote now in the House. You know, they're going to cut Medicaid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What they're trying to do this is just an amazing thing. You know, they made a big deal in Wisconsin when we were debating, should we take Medicaid expansion or not? And the state didn't want to do it. You know why they didn't want to do it? Because, you know, even if we took it, and the split was the federal government paying 90% and the state paying just 10%, they kept warning us, that's not written in stone. It could change. Those damn Democrats could change it and throw everything off balance. Well, guess who's throwing everything off balance? The Republicans, the MAGAs in the House. At a town hall in Texas, when discussing Elon Musk and ways to fix Social Security and expansion of Medicaid, let's listen to Representative Pat Fallon, his idea in order to get people off that important program called Social Security in this particular instance. Let's listen.
No one has said that they're cutting Social Security.
Elon says it every day.
Or Elon is not setting
policy. Called it a policy.
And I would think said it. I never heard him say it. I have not heard him say it once.
Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time.
So it's just, anyway, so the way we fix Social Security, one of the ways, is to tell young people you're going to get a different deal. So you give them 40 or 50 years notice so they can, you know, they can get a second job.
See?
Okay.
you caught the end of that, right?
Yeah.
Get a second job. Not like we're already doing that.
You know, this thing where they're going to tell the youth of America today, you know, you're going to have a special deal.
Oh, sure.
We're going to cut it way back, and you're going to have a tough time later in life when you want to retire. You're not going to have the money. It's not going to be there, but it will be in Wall Street, and they would have made a lot of money off of you. But, you know, just simply get that second job. That's as easy as you can make it.
You know,
oh,
this,
my God.
This sounds like just like the debate between Herbert Hoover and FDR, 1932.
Wow.
Hoover said people deserve a square deal. Doesn't matter. They deserve what's fair. What's fair to them. And we get to decide what's fair. And FDR, well, we don't get to decide what's fair. You get to decide what's fair. You get to decide what your new deal should be. And that's where you got the term New Deal.
Oh, yeah.
We shouldn't have Elon telling us that we got to get a second job. Social Security's going away.
Yeah. And that's what they want. I mean, that's kind of a weird solution to it. That's the first time I've heard that.
Mm.
You know, get a second job. That'll help you with your Social Security. I mean, it's true. You know, a lot of people find it very, very difficult to retire. They do retire from the job that they have, but they get some other job. It's kind of crazy.
Right.
And I know I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done that.
I've done that, yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's kind of done that. But to come right out and say, well, the solution to Social Security, even though we're going to make some cuts to it, just get an extra job and supplement those payments that you get every month. Wow.
Well, we've been relatively lucky in the health department. So, you know, as far as our personal lives, you can still get a second job and stay active. I want to work as long as I can. You know, stay active. But some people can't do that. You know, they get a little older and they can't.
They've had very tough jobs throughout their life.
Yeah,
Their body is breaking down. Everybody has a different biological makeup. So, you never know. You know, a lot of people, it's very difficult. You know, a lot of people don't understand that when you see somebody walking down the sidewalk, they're overweight.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they can't exercise because they have other health problems. Or maybe it's genetic. Were you going
to
say something?
I was about to say it's 647. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us on the Civic Media app.
You know, on the subject of age, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a little older now. I got my glasses on.
Yeah,
I
same
needed,
here.
I needed to read. Mm-hmm. And is there any way we could make the print on the computer monitor any smaller? Is there
smaller?
Look how small that is.
I know.
I'm supposed
seem
to
a little...
read that? Yeah, that's a little
I'll
small.
I'll get right on it, John.
Now I'm mad. Now I'm really angry.
We did get a text about, by the way,
we did.
Elon Musk from our friend Doug. And, you know, I saw him over the weekend. I think I mentioned that.
Yes.
And but he wanted to text in this morning. Hate to tell you this, but just confirmed that Musk's vision of human beings being an interplanetary species does not include radio personalities. We're being left on Earth when Musk, you know, goes up into the space with everybody. Okay.
He's taking William Shatner with him, too.
Is that right?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, 648. We're back with more of John and Gordy in the morning.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It's a gas!
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
It's a little cloudy out there this morning, John. 53 degrees, highs in the upper 70s, or maybe low 80s. It's a gas. All right.
It is. It is.
Sam, why do you belch into the microphone?
Yeah. What's that all about? Wait. Hold it.
God. Okay, that's disgusting.
Wait, let's some more. Here. Wait. Again.
Really? Man.
All right. Mad Magazine.
That's enough.
It was a cardboard record.
You got it from Mad Magazine?
Legendary. Absolutely, yeah. Legendary. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a couple of albums, too. Yeah. Robert texted us. He said, hold down the control button. Then move the scroller wheel on the mouse and it'll make the text bigger.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, son. We
if
know
only,
that.
If only they could read that, though. They can't
yeah, we
read
couldn't
that
read that because it was too small.
That's true. See, that was my problem. But just how easy it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And Mark had a comment here. We were talking about, you know, get on Social Security. Well, just get a second job if that's not enough money. That's what Republicans want.
Right.
Mark says they think you should work till the day you die, then the corporation should get your body to convert it to Soylent Green. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Everybody's favorite snack.
Yeah. Yeah. To make a profit on your death. Yeah. That as well. Okay. Thank you for all those texts. You can call us 608-879-8255. You can text us there or do it the easy way on the Civic Media app.
Yeah. Well, okay. You got to wonder, you know, they're making a lot of cuts in the government here, and a lot of the Republicans are going along with it. They don't care. You know, it's Elon. Blame him. And they're not paying attention to what's going on, all the cuts. Mm. And CNN host Brianna Keeler asked Senator Jim Banks about the Trump administration's changes to the VA. And you'll notice he's completely unaware of the details. Stuck on the large bureaucracy distraction that he likes to repeat over and over. So let's listen to this cut.
Does it put veterans first to cut people who work on their benefits or who provide them
healthcare? I'm not convinced that that's happening.
It is.
Are you talking to your constituents?
I hear from my constituents every day. They want the VA to be less bureaucratic and more focused on the veteran. I am a veteran.
You're not saying that.
That's what President Trump is focused on. That's what I'm focused on as well. The talking points of the VA cutting necessary employees who are focused on veterans is bogus. It's not provable. The fact is that DOGE, President Trump, myself, Republicans in the Senate and the Congress, we're going to make sure that this VA works better for veterans than ever before. I guarantee it.
You're aware they cut people from the hotline, right, and then reinstated them, but that there are still a number of key support staff on that hotline who have not been rehired, the silent monitors and other folks. I mean, are you tracking that?
I'm tracking that the VA is a large bureaucracy, and there are ways to make it more efficient to work better for veterans.
That's direct care to veterans who are utilizing.
There are no signs that the VA is working less for our veterans today than what it was 45 days ago. President Trump is focused on our veterans, delivering care to our veterans, and we're going to do that. We're going to do it even more efficiently than ever before.
Right.
So you endorse the cuts to key support staff on the veteran hotline.
There have not been cuts to key support staff at the VA. The VA is going to work more efficiently, and DOGE is going to recommend and find ways to do that. And Congress. It is true. The 45 days into this administration, President Trump is focused. I'm focused. Republicans are focused on making the VA work better. I mean, the fact is what President Trump did in his first term to provide more community care and better options to our veterans, whether it's at a VA hospital or a private hospital. We're talking about cuts to the VA right now. He did historic and great things for the VA in his first term.
Sir,
he's going to do even more and greater things
it.
For the VA in his second term. I'm not changing the subject. Your bogus claims, you can't prove that the VA is less equipped to care for veterans today than what it was 45 days ago. The fact is, President Trump's going to make the VA work better than ever before.
Ooh, that's a nice cliche. Just keep repeating that. That's all.
Representative Jim Banks.
He has absolutely no idea of the cuts that are being made. And then he goes back to the first administration of Trump. Wow.
Unbelievable. Hey, let's go to the phone.
But she's great, isn't she?
Isn't she one of the great debaters? Yes, she is.
Oh, my God.
She's excellent.
She's
on CNN.
Excellent, yeah.
Matt is on the line here with a question or a comment. Good morning, Matt. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. Why are we such a stupid country? I don't understand it. Like, you have European nations that have figured out certain things that work a lot better.
Yeah.
But we're too proud and ignorant to learn from other countries. I've only had one economics course in a technical college, and I can even figure out that our two big problems is our tax system is extremely cruel. The poor in the middle seem to pay a higher percentage of our incomes, and we're taxed an awful lot with, you know, mandatory insurance premiums and all these things. Like, the internet's gotten a lot more expensive than we need it. While France, made it a utility, and people in France pay a lot less for internet. Like, there's all these simple answers, but we're too stupid and controlled by the billionaires who don't pay taxes, who cheat the system. They get into government, and then they put this slave system on the rest of us.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask, can I get a pitchfork that has Wi-Fi so I can listen to my Spotify while I'm, burning
protesting?
Good idea, Matt.
Yeah. Pitchforks and torches. I'm ready. I'm ready for that.
I think you can get those at Menards.
Just give me the signal.
Okay. Very good.
Very good points.
Matt, thank you for that call. It is 6:59. News is next. Coming up in our next hour, Amy Horak from David J. Frank with the Horticultural Report. We got to change the name of that. Brittany Merlot also with an update on stormy weather. It's all coming up. I'm John and Gordy.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Vatican says the papal conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis will begin Wednesday, May 7th. But the process may not conclude on May 7th, as ABC's Terry Moran explained from the Vatican.
Once all the cardinals have voted, the ballots are counted, read aloud, and noted. The votes are then burned in an iron stove at the end of a session. Black smoke signals that no one reached the two-thirds majority required to be elected. If that happens, the cardinals return to vote twice in the morning and twice in the evening.
In Florida, one person was killed, 12 others were hurt. They were on a ferry in Clearwater that was hit by another boat, which left the scene but has since been located. Congress is back in session today. Republicans say their priority is passing a budget bill by the end of May. President Trump's comments about Canada have become a key issue in that country's national election. Canadians today choosing a new prime minister. This is ABC News.